Episode 69.
Yeah, baby. 69. Chinese man coming up the stairs.
Hold on, we'll get to that in a second. So, as you can see, there's obviously no guest today. We're taking a little bit of a different approach to our episodes.
A bereavement episode.
Yeah. But we're having a one-on-one right now. We were supposed to have a nice chat about our weeks, but then, Jamie, do you want to take it from here?
So, waiting for cameraman Nick downstairs. We just set the scene. We're on Dominion Road. Nice.
Oh, wait, that's not where our studio is.
We're not going to leave our studio. Okay. In an alternate reality where our studio is, there's nice Chinese, succulent Chinese meal going in, like, flavors in the air. It's a nice aroma. We're in Chinatown. And I see Nick in the distance, so he comes over to me with a Chinese guy who looked very homeless.
Which normally Nick doesn't come over to the podcast.
Yeah, he doesn't pull up with random anybody. Chinese men. And I was a bit confused. And so Nick says, like, this man needs our help. And I'm like, okay, what does he need? And Nick's like, to take his ID. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. So I start chatting back and forth with the guy with the translator app. The guy pretty much felt endangered from God knows what.
Personally, I felt endangered.
I felt more endangered that this guy was coming up to me. He's like, looks very homeless. And I'm not assuming that he's homeless, but just judging from his character, he had a very strong body aura. He had strong aura. He was aura points 1 million. And he had like slides on, had like a lot of cold sores and shit. So looked like, either way.
Bro, you got slides on.
Yeah, but I've got socks and like I don't have cold sores all over my feet. And he was an interesting character. I was talking to him and I won't show it on camera, but I now have his ID. His visa. I have a Chinese person's visa.
We've got like some guesses that maybe he's escaped.
Yeah, well, I personally thought that the CC, this is my theory, he's escaped mainland China, gotten away from the communism, and the CCP are looking after him, well, looking for him, and that's why he feels endangered. Or he's in a crack coma, or like, coming down from crack
vibes. Personally, I came up here to sell the equipment, I didn't want anything to do with it.
He seemed very skitty, and he was making weird noises with his mouth, and then offered us all a cigarette.
Offered us a cigarette. I straight up looked at him like, nah.
I was sort of keen to take it, but
what the fuck?
But I didn't like, oh, shiny cigarettes hit hard. But no, I didn't really want to take it because it could have been anything in that cigarette, which I didn't really want to take.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, if anybody offers you a cigarette on the street and you don't know who it is.
If it's someone I know, I'll like gladly like have a free cigarette. Like,
I mean, I don't smoke, so not me. But I mean, yeah, don't take anything from strangers.
Yeah, so now I don't really know what to do. Like, what do you think I should do? Just block him on everything?
Well,
like,
you for some reason gave him your email, and now he's and your number, and he said he's gonna call you if he's in danger. So you got yourself.
But no, the thing
of
the crack up thing is he tried calling me and the call didn't come through.
What's gonna happen if he calls? You can't even understand each other.
Yeah, he can barely speak English. Like, I reckon I sent him his visa via email. So I reckon I just kinda
FBI's
like
FBI's gonna be knocking on this door now.
I reckon I might, like, block him on everything. Maybe I'm not keeping blocked on email. He's an interesting character, I won't lie. What if he just sends me emails in Chinese? That'd be really funny. Like, oh, who are you emailing?
Hey, this,
my Chinese best friend.
This is all you. This is your situation. You can keep us updated next week.
This is, like, another Crackhead Charlie situation, bro.
A what?
Crackhead Charlie.
Who's that?
Do you really want to know?
Not
this
really.
Is a long story.
Not really.
It's a funny story, though. It's really...
No. Maybe if we got time at the end.
Yeah, if we've got time. I think I've told it on the...
You probably have. There's been so many... I mean, again, episode 69, there's just so many episodes.
Yeah, we need... we've got... So, for the viewers, like, listening at home, we have the soundboard, and I want to start adding, like, sound effects to these buttons here. So, like, when something funny is said, we'll do, like... And then when it goes like dead, we'll have crickets. We'll go, and then
that's gonna be Nick's job. That's all gonna be Nick's job. He's gonna push the wrong buttons though.
And then we get like just Andrew Tate is one of them.
Nope.
Like, that's disgusting. That'd be funny. Just like random like sound clippets.
We'll see if Nick can handle all of that.
But he's too occupied on his phone all the time.
Let's get to our first segment. And how is your? It's not even a week. We're filming on a Thursday. We couldn't film on a Tuesday because I went to a launch event for Deeper Questions, which I was going to talk about on the podcast tonight to see if somebody wants to try buy it, because it's these really deep and meaningful questions, and I was going to hoping everybody could buy some cards so we get to 10K. So it can get funded, and it already got to 10K.
Yeah,
so.
It got to 10K.
But we're going to have the guy come on, Kieran, in a couple of weeks to talk about more. But how's your week been?
Oh, God. Yeah, good.
So my week's been good, man.
True. How's your week been?
I haven't cut you off in a long time. I used to do that all the time. It's just different when there's no guests here.
Yeah, hard.
I can't be a dickhead. I like being a dickhead.
Being a KSI.
Yeah, you can't be a dickhead when there's
Did
guests
you
on
hear?
Here.
Did you hear, a little bit off topic, did you hear about the drama between KSI, Mr. Beast,
What, Lunchly?
Yeah, Lunchly with Dan TDM and Jacksepticeye.
I thought it was kind of funny. Oh, I didn't really hear about Jacksepticeye, no.
Well, Jacksepticeye's kind of two cents was like, Dan, he was just like backing Dan, like, oh, we're OG content creators, like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That was interesting. And something that affects you as well, did you hear that The Simpsons Tapped Out is being discontinued?
Yes, of course I did, bro. Don't even worry. I heard about that.
Gotta move to Clash of Clans now.
It's. I mean, I'm gonna get it before it gets taken off the App Store, but it's gonna be.
Huh? I thought you already had that.
I mean, I deleted and downloaded it. I'm gonna download it back again. I've still got my same world.
Mm.
But for those who don't know, I've been playing that game since like 2013, since it first started. But that game actually got taken off the App Store once.
Really?
For a long time, maybe a year and a half, 2 years.
And then they bought it back.
It was like maybe 2013, 2014, they took it off.
Mm.
Back when like the max level was 20. So they took it off the App Store. Luckily, I still had it on my iPad. But they brought it back. So listen, there's a chance.
I've been playing since like 2016. But I have never like consistently played. I got to see my big village.
It's good. I mean, I hope they keep it because it's one of those OG apps that is still running.
Fuck yeah. It's like God tier. It's in the Hall of Fame games.
But hey, how's your week
been? It's been a pretty chill week. Just been working hard. Had a quiet weekend last weekend. Didn't really do much. Just stayed at home. I made Big Mac tacos. Big Mac tacos.
What's that?
So it's like tacos.
Yeah.
But with Big Mac sauce in it. And like it tastes like a Big Mac.
Yeah, I know where to buy back Big Mac sauce. They're actually so nice.
You can get Big Mac sauce from Countdown. And it's just that like secret.
It's nice.
It's nice. Either way, it's just like a tortilla with raw
meats. I thought you were like putting two tacos on top of each other.
No, it's just it's a tortilla. You put raw mince on, chuck it in the fry pan, let it cook one half, flip it over the other side, chuck cheese on it, let the cheese melt. Lettuce, cucumber, lettuce.
Yeah, but do you shred the lettuce like they do in the Big Mac?
Yeah. That's easy as to do.
So annoying, bro.
That's easy to do.
So annoying. No, just to have a Big Mac where it's just shredded lettuce. Lettuce be dropping everywhere.
Yeah, that is true. They always put too much, bro. They always put too much lettuce and not enough sauce.
Exactly.
That's like quarter pounds, bro.
What did I do for my week? Monday, well, besides having work during the day, I stayed home. Tuesday, I had that Deeper Questions event.
How was that?
It was good. Good fun.
Was it? Here?
No, it was not far from here. It was, it's literally right next door to Nick's house. Not even joking. I can see his house from there. Nick. Hey, cameraman. Yo.
I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. He said he can hear me. But what did I do? Bro, I can't even remember. What did I do last night?
Wednesday, you were with Wolf? That was Tuesday.
What did I do last night? I can't even remember. Oh, editing. I just did some editing, I think. This week's been a very, very quiet week. Something random. Some guy messaged me on Instagram. He wants me to be on his live stream on Saturday. So I'm going to go do that.
Who is it and what kind of live stream?
I don't know. He just messaged saying he wants to do some reaction videos on live stream. Just kind of chill. I was like, something different. Let's do it. So I'll keep you updated on how that goes next week.
Dub. That sounds cool.
But yeah, that's all
I've been looking at starting a stream. I like downloaded the software today.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so complicated that I kind of, not going to lie, just gave up instantly. But tomorrow is another day and I'll take another step. But the only problem is I can't really stream with, like, my mates because they can be, like, very very racist sometimes.
Yeah, we have to step away from that. Well, I mean, I've never done it, and you've never done it, but I mean, like, that, we've got to be careful what we say.
Yeah, no, 100%, especially with streaming, like...
That's why I don't want to do live stuff.
I don't mind, I actually prefer live stuff, but it's more...
I'll jump on other people's lives, I won't do live myself. I'll go on Instagram live.
Yeah, you went on Instagram live the other night.
Did I?
Well, not last weekend, but the weekend before, you were with Cade, because Cade was driving. I was on my
way
home.
Oh, I did. Did I?
Yeah,
I was on my way home. I did.
I was on my way home driving, just chilling.
Sorry, but you were on your way
home. Yeah, I was on my way home. I was coming through Pocky.
And you were also on Instagram.
Okay, I was parked up on the side of the road. Parked up on the side of the road and...
Just so you can watch PK Hectic's live stream.
Okay, what actually happened is I was changing my music. And I was like, I'll check Instagram real quick. So I stuck behind a truck and I was going like 60Ks and 100K zone. And I was like, oh, fuck this. This is so boring. So I opened up Instagram and saw you were live, joined.
We don't promote driving and going on your phone at the same time.
This isn't a video game, guys. In a video game. Okay, so yeah, and I saw you live and I was like, okay.
What did I say? I don't remember what I did on it. I think I was just on it for like a minute or two.
Yeah, you were talking to Lucas and then I tried requesting. You're like, oh, you requested to join in live.
Did I?
Yeah, you're like,
how did I end it? Oh, my bad.
That was funny as.
My bad.
But yeah, good night. That was a good night.
I just don't like doing live stuff. I mean, I'll jump on other people's lives. I don't want to do live myself.
Why not? Do you just not like, what is it about it?
No, I just can't be asked. I just can't be bothered. I would love to do other live for other people. But I just can't be bothered doing live myself.
I think being
especially because I'm like, sometimes I don't understand it. like
what don't you? If you
how to start it and stuff like that.
Well, it's pretty much like, you know how when you edit things on like Adobe Premiere or like, so think of Audacity. Right, on the computer, how it takes the input from this and records it.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm sure it's easy.
It's pretty much the same thing. You just plug your cameras
in. I already do so much. I don't need to do anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just can't, like, what would I do? Like, I prefer, like...
Well, you already do vlogs. Like, a lot of people do, like, IRL streams.
No, I saw some guy do that the other night. I was in town, not for clubbing, just in town.
Mm.
And I was sitting down with a couple of mates, and this guy came up to me, and he was, like, live streaming. And I asked him, I said, hey, bro, are you live streaming? And he looked at me, and he goes... I was like, oh.
Was bro, like...
I was like, and then I kind of, like, paused for a couple seconds, and he turns around. And I'm like, what are you live streaming? He goes, pigeons. I was like, oh, sick, bro. Do your thing, man.
Sick.
Do your thing.
There's always niche content creators here.
And then he just walked off. I was like, all right, cool. Welcome to Auckland.
Have you seen the pigeon man in the city?
Didn't you tell me about this?
No, this is the frog man.
Oh,
that was the frog. I'm talking about the pigeon man. He stands by the New World Metro on Queen Street. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
He'll be standing there like this. And the pigeons will fly on him, and then he'll start doing like...
Is that real?
Yeah, no, I'm like, you're not like even...
Cameraman Nick.
Have you ever seen the pigeon man on Queen Street?
Have you seen the pigeon man on Queen Street?
The guy who dances and like, the pigeons fly on him.
Oh, let's get him on the podcast.
We should also get the frog man. Have you been to town recently?
Who the flippity flip flip is the frog man?
You saw the video I sent you, eh?
I didn't actually watch it. I saw you sent me. I'll watch it right now. I saw you sent me a video.
So what he does, I'll give a bit of back.
I'll watch it real quick. I'll watch it real quick.
He'll walk through Queen Street. He'll be doing that.
There's just three girls. Hang on, I'm watching it right now. Three girls are dancing. Oh God, there's a frog.
Yeah, he just walks around Queen
Street. Wait, he looks familiar. I feel like I have seen him somewhere.
You probably would have seen him walking around.
So is he like... Can he come on the podcast? But if he comes on the podcast, I want him to come in the full frog outfit.
The only problem is he's like very limited English.
Where's he from?
China.
China?
China.
Okay.
What if we give him we just had a whole issue. Nah, but this guy's actually, like, this other guy's awkward. Like, I've talked to him a couple times. And...
Okay, well, let's get him on.
Yeah, that could be a... That could
Did
be
you quite... message him?
Yeah, I messaged him. I just haven't heard back from him. Because it's like one of those things where on Instagram you like message
What's
them.
His name on Instagram?
Frogman? Nah, it's like a Chinese name. It is. Hang on.
I've also got something I want to say in a second. Just give me a sec.
Sort by.
I'm searching up Frogman.
Zhihen Zijing.
Z, you got to spell it out.
Z-H-E-N.
Z-H-E-N, yeah.
G.
G.
Z-H-E-N-G.
Oh, again?
Yep.
Yep.
Jing Jing.
Yep.
J-I.
J-I.
AX ING.
ING. I ain't gonna.
Zing Zing Xiang.
Followed by. He's got 162 followers.
Now, if you go on his TikTok, he's got way more.
Okay, but this is his Instagram?
Yeah, his Instagram isn't as followed, but.
How many followers on Instagram?
On TikTok?
Yeah, oh, TikTok, sorry.
Oh shit, that's so low.
Opportunities are never lacking.
I think it was like 64K.
Yeah, let's get him on, why not?
Hell, let's.
He follows some people that I know personally. Follows Wait, really? Cade's sister for some reason, so.
Oh god, that. He's a bit odd. Frog Auckland. Yeah, Zhizhang 9325. Oh no, 9527 on TikTok. And he has 68.8K followers.
Frogman, you want to come on the podcast? No, copyright, turn that off.
Nah, it's an on copyright song. It's all like.
Right. Maybe I'll allow it. I've got something I want to say though. Alright. So.
Phoenix has a missus.
Why? That's not what I was going to say. So, a 24 hour podcast, non-stop. I need 24 guests, alright? Every hour swapping out. It's going to start at one time, going to go for a whole 24 hours. I need 24 guests, one after the other. I don't care who it is, right? It's going to be a huge YouTube project, and it may be split into a couple different parts onto the podcast. It's not a Year Right podcast episode. It's just a YouTube project. But if I have the audio, might as well chuck it on as like a special exclusive episode, a little side. I'm sure Jamie will be a guest. Cameraman Nick will be a guest, right? Cameraman Nick! Sorry. You're going to be a guest on the 24-hour podcast? He said yes. So, I need 24 random people to be on my 24-hour podcast. So, please message me at Phoenix Adams. PHOENIXAADAMS. That's my Instagram. Or it'll be on the screen, however you're watching this. And let's get 24 guests. All right, I just plugged my ad. But yeah, you're going to come on the 24-hour podcast?
Will I get paid?
No.
When is it?
I don't know. I need to suss it out. It's for a YouTube project, but because it'll be like a 35-minute video. You know, maybe a minute or two from each guest, like a little special moment from like the funniest moment from each guest. So I'll upload to my YouTube channel, and I might upload it not as an official like episode number, maybe as like a little exclusive, but I probably wouldn't leave it. Like, I'll put it on the right podcast Spotify for like maybe a month, and I'll take it down or something like that. Or maybe we'll leave it. It won't be like it won't be an episode number, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I know.
If I can make it as a 24 hour long, can you do that? 24 hour long audio?
Yeah, you can. But your computer wouldn't handle that shit.
No, it would actually. If it's just audio.
Just straight audio.
If it's just straight audio, it'll be alright.
Yeah, no, that you can do that. It'd take a while to upload as well. But.
Maybe I'll do that just for like a month. Upload it for like just a month.
Shit. I want to do a subathon.
What's that?
So like when you stream, you get subs. Like, so say if someone likes your content, they sub to you, but it costs money. Yeah. So it costs like on Twitch, it's like $4 and you get like access to like private emotes and TTS and stuff like that. So what TTS is, text to speech. So if you donate a certain amount of money, so say I set it at $100, you donate $100 with a custom text message, it will come out on my end of the stream and it will read out the message in like a voice.
No.
And
not me.
And like,
so what do you mean like walking around in real life?
No, I wouldn't be doing it. No, I'd just be like at, I was thinking of doing
Is this something you and I are doing or just you?
No, just me. Okay. I'd be thinking about doing it out of the beach. Yeah. This is like still kind of the thoughts because there's no Wi-Fi out at the beach. So I need to figure out the whole logistics of like getting Wi-Fi there.
Just data.
But that wouldn't support like a subathon. A subathon goes. So what a subathon is it essentially goes for days and days and days until you hit a certain goal. So say for instance, you know Kai Sinat?
Yeah.
He just did a subathon probably 2 or 3 months ago with Speed, where they wouldn't stop stream until they completed Minecraft.
Oh, no, I saw that, yeah.
And
yeah.
So that pretty much means they were on live stream for like...
Yeah, of course.
That's essentially what a subathon is. So I'd just do that and have a goal of something. I don't know what the goal would be.
Good luck.
And
I want to see you do it, though.
It would be good because then, like...
What would you do, though? Like, you know, like
Minecraft? I'd have a goal in mind that wouldn't be like... Oh, fuck. I don't know. It'd be like beat a certain game.
Oh, you chain together.
chain together.
You know what?
I've completed chain together.
If you were able to get like the good setup for an actual subathon for your account or something, I'd actually do something like that with you.
I feel like it'd have to be something like Elden Ring.
What's that? Oh, no, I know what that is. How long does that take to beat?
One person, first playthrough?
Two people. Let's say two people.
About a week or two.
Good fucking luck. I'm not doing that. Never mind.
That's the whole point of a subathon, though. You usually prolong it.
Nope.
So you get more people viewing and like anticipation, and then right at the end, you make people think that you're gonna win, and like the stream's gonna end, and then you like 9 times out of 10 like fail on purpose. So then you go back to the start, and everyone's like, "Ha ha, you fucking idiot!" But then they'll like be interacting more, and then more people will come on, and yeah,
like. I support you 100% for doing that. I think that's...
That'd be funny as fuck.
I think you should honestly do that. If you were to start making content, that I think that would be the way to go, doing Twitch and stuff. Don't ever ask me to help you on that, though. I would never... I'm going to say no
Would you do just, like, if I, like, did...
2 hours max, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Is like, if I... Because if I did streaming, I'd do, like, probably once every 6 months or so, I'd do a subathon. Or once every couple of months, I'd do a subathon.
Like,
Would you jump... on like just a, if I was streaming on a regular daily basis, would you just jump on like a normal day stream?
The thing is, I would do anything with you on stream. Doesn't matter what it is. I just can't
doesn't
do it
matter
for like
what
a,
it is. I feel like it would matter.
I just can't do it for a certain amount of time.
Oh yeah, no, of course.
Like
course.
Probably 3 hours max.
Yeah.
Well, it depends if there's a whole day free. Sure, why not?
I guess it depends on what you're doing as well, though.
Just don't ask me to play some complicated video game.
No. What I'm meaning is like, say if I did like a day stream and we went round like. Went and, I don't know, went bowling and then went to Waiheke Island. I guess if you have like a long agenda for the day.
Oh, just like a chill day, but it's getting filmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it.
That's like pretty much like what an IRL stream is. You just do your normal day to day.
Sure. Why not?
I reckon it'll be cool as well for work because then I'd just like be in the car, just chuck my camera up there, just driving along. Like.
See, I can see you doing Twitch. Why don't you do it? Just do it. Start the account.
I've got an account. I've actually got 4 accounts. Because I've tried streaming multiple times. I just gave up because it's like.
Why don't you... That could be your content. You don't have to edit anything. It's just a straight stream.
Yeah, that is
because I know
true.
You want to start content, but it's hard to do editing. So just straight stream, bro. Don't even
I think it's
edited.
More for me. It's more the, like... You... Sometimes you can stream for years. And, like... You get a total of, like, 2 viewers. That's
Who cares?
The...
Who cares?
Yeah, that's... It's
still for fun. Unless you're doing some Elden Ring 1 week thing, you get nobody watching. Then what's the fucking point? What's the point?
That is true.
Like... I support you and you doing your stream, and even if you get 0 viewers, who cares, bro? You're doing something that you love.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if you're
yeah.
playing some complicated ass game for a month with 0 viewers, what the
what
fuck
are you doing
is
with
the
your
point,
life?
Bro? What are you doing, bro? Although essentially, it's just like you playing a video game. Like
yeah, it is. Well, at the end of the day, it is. But like with a subathon, you pretty much just record yourself sleeping, and then like some subathons.
Huh?
Well, like, that's the whole point of a subathon. The stream never ends. So you, like...
So they just film you sleeping?
Yeah, you, like, the stream will be on you sleeping. And sometimes, like, depending on the streamer, they'll have TTS. So, like, someone can donate $1,000 while you're in your sleep. And it will, like, speak to you. To, like, in hopes to wake you up.
Oh, I have seen that.
In a way, I'm low-key gonna say, it's a good way to make money. Because you could just do a sleep stream and, like, not troll people, but be like, oh... TTS to wake me up, and then someone pays $1,000 and it doesn't wake you up.
You get $1,000.
You just get $1,000.
I mean, like, I still wouldn't do it, but.
Well, I know a lot of people on Twitch that would do it, and I'm comfortable.
No, I'm sure the heaps of people would do it.
I'd do it.
I don't know how I feel about people watching me sleep, though.
I couldn't really care less. I used to live in a boarding hostel, bro. It's not like.
What, you're saying they used to watch you sleep?
There were cameras everywhere.
What the fuck?
There were cameras in the dorms to make sure nothing got stolen. But they were always watching, like. They were always watching Big Brother.
I don't know if I like that. I mean, I go for it. I want you to do it, though. I genuinely want you to do it.
That'd be sick.
Twitch stream.
W. Alright.
Unfortunately, we were supposed to leave at 8:30. It's 8:36. But that goddamn guy from the beginning just basically said, nah, you guys are going to go over your time limit.
Bro, we didn't start recording till 8:10 and we normally start recording at like 7:40.
Yeah, bro, he with all due respect, excuse my language, he fucked us. He fucked us.
Fuck that Chinese man, bro.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Peter? Someone said his name was Peter.
What does his visa say?
I can't even read. We're not going to put on camera. But...
Something Sun. Zhang Sun.
Did we hear an English name? Peter Johnson.
Was that what he told you? This is what it says here. Zhang Sun, 28th of January, male, China. It's the top part there. It's like so hard to read. It's photocopied. Zhang Sun.
Well, it's a short episode, but we have some very solid guests coming up. We're not going to say the names, but they're good.
They will be.
And you're going to see, I'm going to be honest, like, I've loved our guests. We've had some great episodes, but there hasn't been much comedy. You're going to see a lot more comedy from now on. 100%. You're going to see a lot more. Because that's how we started back in the Yeah Right podcast season one. There were...
Back on the couch.
The prank calls.
I hated the prank calls.
Yeah, but they were funny, though.
I'm not denying that. I just, like... Oh,
like
prank calls, man.
Back in the day, we used to make the comedic stuff. So... We're going to go back to that. I promise you we're going to go back to that.
Should I laminate that and like put it on my wall and like praise it forever?
Why the f... You know what? Yeah.
Someone's like visa, yeah. Bro.
Do it, bro. Do it.
Do it for the content.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to episode 69.
Episode 69.
Later, bro.
Later.